We've heard many wonderful things, and it's my turn to try and add something. I don't know what I can really add after all this. One thing that I noticed was that both Pallada Maharaj and Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu based their presentation on the verse of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, which is there in the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, establishing really the nature of Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Panaya Vikriti Ladini Shaktira Smat. And this is not, it is not by chance that when we begin to approach the nature of Radha and Krishna, that we approach through this verse. Because within this verse, it is, first of all, established what the nature is of Srimati Radharani, particularly, and her relationship to Lord Krishna. And then it is explained how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other. Radha Bhava Jyoti Subhavitam. He is in that mood of Srimati Radharani. And it is through him that we can approach Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, it is totally impossible. So therefore, it is very appropriate to take shelter of this verse of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. So I want to do the same. And continue with the same verse, but maybe with a little different approach. Thinking that pranaya vipritir is referring to how Srimati Radharani is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is, as Krishna Kshetra ended, directly, that love personified. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that she is Sarvakanti. Sarvakanti means that within her, all beauty rests, all luster rests there, and even the goddesses of fortune are getting all their opulence of effulgence and everything they have from Srimati Radharani. That is one meaning of Sarvakanti. The other meaning given is that Sarvakanti means that all Krishna's desires rest in Srimati Radharani. It is also mentioned that one cannot separate Radha and Krishna. It says ekat mano in that verse, ekat mano, which means that they cannot be separated. They are one and the same. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is further explained how Radha and Krishna are one, how Krishna is the energetic, and how Srimati Radharani is the energy. Just like here we are in the valleys of Belgium and the humidity has packed up in the hills and right now there is fog outside. Right? So it is said, Niharami Vabaskara, that the sun can just, with its rays, dissipate the fog and dissolve it. So Krishna is compared to the sun. But if the sun doesn't have sunshine, then the sun has no meaning. So one cannot separate sunshine from the sun. Because without sunshine, there would be no meaning. If the sun would come out, there's the sun. Then there's no heat, no rays. So it's said in the same way, Krishna, without Radharani, has no meaning. It is something like that. Yes. One exists naturally along with the other. And one cannot speak of Krishna without Radharani. We remember that once Prabhupada was presented a picture which someone had made of Krishna, but it was Krishna all alone. And Prabhupada said, no, this is not Krishna. This is not Krishna. Cannot be Krishna. Radharani must be there. Or at least some devotee. Krishna cannot be alone. Krishna is never alone. That's not Krishna. Yes. Because actually, it is like that. Krishna, without his devotee, Krishna's existence has no meaning. Krishna's entire existence depends on that relationship and of all devotees, particularly with Sri Radharani. And how much Sri Radharani depends on Krishna is very obvious. There is one Ishvara, one Supreme Lord, and all others depend on him. He makes all dance as he likes. That is the Supreme Lord Krishna. Of course, it is also described in the Govinda Lilamrita how Srimati Radharani makes Krishna dance. Whereas Krishna, he is found on the banks of Yamuna. What is he doing there? He's practicing dancing, taking dancing lessons. Who is his teacher? Srimati Radharani. Whatever movement he makes, she makes, he follows behind. So it is described. So the relationship is very intricate, and they are interdependent. Radha and Krishna are totally interdependent. Srimati Radharani cannot possibly exist without Krishna, but we also find that it's impossible for her to exist with Krishna, because it is just too overwhelming to the emotional experience that she is going through in her love for Krishna. Is so extraordinary that it's too overwhelming. She cannot deal with it. We see that the love of Srimati Radharani is culminating in feeling intense separation from Krishna. Even within the presence of Krishna, sometimes she somehow or other feels separate from Krishna and feels overwhelmed by these intense emotions. We find some references like that. Sometimes it is described like that in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how when Radha and Krishna were separated and Krishna was in Dwarka, all the residents of Dwarka, or the intimate associates of Krishna there in Dwarka, were basically asking him, why didn't Krishna go back to Vrindavan if Radharani is so much in separation? He said, no, there's no point, because even if I would go, it would not solve the problem. Even in my presence, she becomes so overwhelmed, and sometimes the tears that come to her eyes, I would block her vision, and then she can't see Krishna, and then she experiences that separation. So the mood of intense separation of Krishna is where the love of Srimati Radharani is at its greatest peak. Right, it culminates there. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to experience that. Because it is said that Srimati Radharani, in the exchanges between Radha and Krishna, is experiencing a million times more pleasure than Krishna. So for that reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came to experience that mood of Srimati Radharani. There are so many intimate dealings between Radha and Krishna, very playful, the Dankeli pastimes where Krishna blocks Srimati Radharani in so many varieties of locations and pastimes, while she is going to the market to carrying milk or on other occasions, are described. But I will not get into any such descriptions of such pastimes. I would rather stay with the philosophy. Because if we want to approach Radha and Krishna by attempting to relish their pastimes, we can do so, but it must be done in a very philosophical way. Because we are in the present condition of life in a very limited condition. It is mentioned that when the spirit soul enters into the material body, that at that time the soul is present in a dormant state, which basically means that just as we are asleep, only very limited of our normal powers are manifest at that time. So while the soul is embodied, there is only a very minimized presence of the energy of the soul. Right? The soul is not fully manifesting all its energies there. Therefore, at present, we are in the material world. And the living entity, by nature, is anandamayi vyasat, or pleasure-seeking. So, at this stage, we are driven by our constitutional tendency to seek pleasure. But because the soul is in a dormant state, we have only very limited capacity. And therefore, within our present condition, our capacity for experiencing different emotions and all kinds of exchanges are very, very limited. Very limited. Just like there was a theatrical performance and some in a theater when some great drama is being staged, then usually there are critics there from different newspapers who write something about the performance on the first day. So this critic wrote that the emotions displayed in this play were going from the entire range from A to B. Right? From A to B. Right? So this is our existence in this world. We are having love stories, we are going through separation, we are going through anxieties, we are going through anger, we are going through all the entire rasa, the entire range of all the emotions, from A to B. That's it. Not anything more. So then we project our A to B experiences upon the spiritual reality. And we try to understand, you know, what is going on between Radha and Krishna, right? The love that they're experiencing. But how can we, with our A to B experience, ever understand the entire scala of spiritual emotions? Therefore, the tendency is to make it a little cheap. Right? The tendency is, as soon as we get too much into this story, and Radha smile at Krishna. Thank Krishna. Then smile back. And like that. It gets something like a variety of Romeo and Juliet. Because we don't know much more than that. And if we prematurely try to really penetrate in deep meditation on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we can never become fully absorbed, because we cannot actually experience the true nature of those pastimes. Therefore, what we will do is we will associate these pastimes with something we know. That's the only thing that's possible. Right? As as anybody will do. That's the way our mind and intelligence works. If there's something unknown appearing to it before us, we're trying to relate it to something known, and we look for similarities, and then we try to get some understanding about the particular subject. So this is all we can do at present in understanding the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, entering deeply in meditation on Radha Krishna Lila will be difficult for the conditioned souls. Therefore, it is recommended that we approach these pastimes in a very philosophical way, and that we always remember to see them within the context of here are the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is totally spiritual, and his consort, Srimati Radharani, is equally so. Right? Equally so. So she is of the same caliber. Just as Krishna is expanding himself in so many forms, he has his various Prakash expansions, his Vilas expansions. In the same way, Srimati Radharani also has her expansions. It's said that all the female consorts of the Lord in his various pastimes are the expansions of Srimati Radharani. Just as the queens in Dwarka, also expansions of Srimati Radharani. Lakshmi, Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi also expansion of Srimati Radharani. So in this way, it is important that we are deeply understanding the philosophy of Radha and Krishna. That will help us more than trying to relish so many lilas. Naturally, sometimes we hear some of the descriptions of the pastimes, some stories, and these stories are very wonderful and very nice. Still, they are in one sense much deeper than we can understand. That is the point that I would like to make. Although on the surface we can relate to them to some extent, but actually in the full depth we cannot. That will not be possible. Rather, one should go through the process of that has been brought by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the primary condition for being eligible to truly bring that process to success is, first of all, humility. That we must understand that we are totally unqualified, and that we totally depend on mercy. That never at any time we have the ability by our own strength to understand the nature of the spiritual world, but rather that we depend totally on the mercy of the Supreme Lord to reveal that reality to us. And it is only by begging for the mercy of the Lord through the process that has been given by Him, the chanting of the Holy Name, that we can actually understand, can satisfy Him. If the Lord is satisfied by our service, then we will be able to enter and penetrate, and we will be uplifted to the topmost platform. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the Jagannath Mandir, and he saw Lord Jagannath, he was overwhelmed and wanted to jump on the altar and embrace Lord Jagannath. When Lord Jagannath was going for that period before Radha Yatra, after Snan Yatra, where the Lord retreats from the altar, at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not bear the separation. He was practically dying. We are still alive, although Jagannath has left. We are not so faced out that we are totally in separation now. Maybe that is the arrangement of Lord Jagannath today, just like to give us a taste of separation, the idea of separation. Because separation was the predominant mood of Srimati Radharani and the predominant mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always looking for Krishna, always feeling that where is Krishna? So in our own, on our own level of realization, we can also contemplate on the separation and how we should always try by our service to somehow or other attract the mercy of Krishna. We see in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that during the Rasa-lila, at one point Srimati Radharani had been separated from all the other gopis, and that Radha and Krishna had left together. And then at one point she was getting a little proud, thinking that I am different. Krishna, he is more attached to me than to any other gopi. And then she said, oh, I'm too tired, I cannot walk anymore, can you please carry me? And he said, yes, and just disappeared. So all the other gopis were already in great separation from Krishna. And then Srimati Radharani also became very much overwhelmed by separation from Krishna. And all the gopis practically went mad in their separation from Krishna. It was totally overwhelming. And all along we see that their only goal in life is to somehow or other attract the attention of Krishna by their service. And that is actually the example that we can follow. It is said that the original spiritual master, sometimes it is said that Lord Balaram is Adi Guru, the original spiritual master, and other times it is said that Srimati Radharani is the original spiritual master. So this spirit of dedicating all one's energy in service for the pleasure of Krishna, and but not just for the pleasure of Krishna, trying to attract the full, undivided attention of Krishna. We see one quality in Srimati Radharani. When she does not have the full, undivided attention of Krishna, and when Krishna is also giving its umbrella, then she turns into the opposite mood, the mood of man, the mood of suddenly she rejects Krishna. Suddenly, she doesn't want to know him. Suddenly, it is Krishna who feels the separation. And then Krishna has to please Srimati Radharani to somehow or other, again, gain her favor. So these exchanges are highly relished by the Supreme Lord. And as is mentioned in the CC, that when Srimati Radharani is in that mood that she scolds me and that she does not actually want to know me, when she's very proud and says, no, sorry, no time for Krishna. At that time, this mood is so attractive, it distracts my mind from the recitation of the Vedic hymns, which the Brahmanas are reciting in yajñas, etc. Krishna's mind is distracted. So we are not ever thinking that we could possibly attract Krishna as much as Srimati Radharani. That is not possible. Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost devotee of Krishna. And there is no question of ever competing with Srimati Radharani. Therefore, The Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line are described as the servants of the servants of the servants of Sri Madhavarani. That's the principle, 100 times removed. And this mood of rather helping Sri Madhavarani serve Krishna, that we see in the gopis, who are assisting Sri Madhavarani. They help. They pick flowers. Sri Madhavarani makes the Vajayanti mala, the garland that Krishna is wearing and that is extending to over his knees. And actually, she makes every day such a garland, assisted by so many of her assistants. And in this way, the gopis, who are, there are different gopis, but the Srimati Radharani has so many gopis who are assisting her, right? Because these gopis, in all humility, understand that the greatest way to please Krishna is to help Srimati Radharani please Krishna. And that it is not possible to try and please Krishna greater directly, no. But rather help Srimati Radharani please Krishna. So as we are serving Srimati Radharani in that way, 100 times removed, the only way to really receive the mercy of Radha and Krishna is by becoming the most dedicated servants of our spiritual master. And only then can we get the grace of the Lord and enter into the confidential service of the Lord and the confidential pastime. I'll end with that. So it's been a long time of hearing, but of course I didn't hear the last portion that spoke, but the first or she just went by very quick, very easy. It was very enlightening, I thought. In one sense, what you miss on such occasions than so many speakers is the time for some more discussion, question and answers. You know, like I would have liked to hear some discussion also, but I guess later in the day, then maybe some time for, at least I cannot ask for questions now. Well, then, should we let this? I think so. I think you should ask some questions. So, thank you very much. Shishi Radha Gopinath ki jai. Dastani Mahamamsa ki jai.